31. Contemplate with thine inward eye the chain of successive revelations that have linked the manifestation of Adam with that of the Bab. I testify before God that each one of these manifestations hath been sent down through the operation of the divine will and purpose, that each hath been the bearer of a specific message, that each hath been entrusted with a divinely revealed book and been commissioned to unravel the mysteries of a mighty tablet. The measure of the revelation with which every one of them hath been identified had been definitely foreordained. This verily is a token of our favour unto them, if ye be of those that comprehend this truth. And when this process of progressive revelation culminated in the stage at which his peerless, his most sacred and exalted countenance was to be unveiled to men's eyes, he chose to hide his own self behind 1,000 veils, lest profane and mortal eyes discover his glory. This he did at a time when the signs and tokens of a divinely appointed revelation were being showered upon him, signs and tokens which none can reckon except the Lord your God, the Lord of all worlds. And when the set time of concealment was fulfilled, we sent forth, whilst still wrapped within a myriad veils, an infinitesimal glimmer of the effulgent glory enveloping the face of the youth. And lo, the entire company of the dwellers of the realms above were seized with violent commotion, and the favoured of God fell down in adoration before him. He hath verily manifested a glory such as none in the whole creation hath witnessed, inasmuch as he hath risen to proclaim in person his cause unto all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth.